welcome to the Morning Talk podcast, and I'm your host Grace, back with another video about mental health and a lot of stuff. So first off, I just want to say, if you're going through something right now, like, I really, really appreciate you for coming on here and just chilling with me. I know a lot of people go through mental health issues, and I really, really appreciate anyone who listens to these, even if they don't have it or not. But, you know, in this world right now that we live in, COVID has struck pretty much everyone. And when you get into a dark, deep place, you really think about quarantine and what happened. It is actually like a lot of trauma on top of trauma, because a lot of people went through a lot of things. Sometimes it can be financial issues to being alone in a dark room with no one except for yourself, and that can mean a lot of mental health issues can also come with it. So I thought I would talk about, well, a lot of things, honestly. But first off, I just want to talk about, like, stress and caring for your body and body scans and stuff like that, because I'm just going to tell you now, stress doesn't just affect your mind, it affects your body. And whenever you're stressed, your body becomes really tense. So when you do this, you can probably feel like a weird gut feeling, tension in like your head, your shoulders, probably eating or sleeping. Just bringing that mindfulness and just like caring for yourself for a little bit can really help. Another thing too is, when you're really deeply connected, releasing stress in your body will release the stress in your mind. So I'm reading off this book right now that I found, and it's for teens, but I thought it would definitely work for me, because, you know, I'm a little bit older, but it still will work for me. So this is one of the things that it says is, our body carries so much wisdom. The sensations you feel in your body are most important messages about your health, your stress levels, your relationships. For example, you might find that your heart feels lighter in the presence of someone you love. On the other hand, an ache in your stomach might be a sign of stress, anxiety, something going on in your life. Even basic signals like you're hungry or sleepiness or whatever can tell you how you can take care of your body and your mind. For one reason or another, you may be currently out of touch with your body, having forgotten how to listen to it. With mindfulness awareness, you can learn about how to tune back in and make wise messages coming from your body. So, we're going to read a little bit about this. I'm going to give you guys tips and advice and my personal experience. And right now, we have a teen voice by the name of Jasmine on page 74 of The Mindful Teen. Practicing mindfulness can be very difficult, especially at the first several times. However, your body has learned to accept the present moment for how it is without judgment. It becomes easier. And when I started to practice mindfulness, I was skeptical that it would help benefit me or help me in any way, but I decided to give it a try. I went in with an open mind, and I started to notice sensations in my body that I had never known were there. Over the course of a few weeks, I learned how powerful our bodies are, and they give us signals when we are feeling anxious and overwhelmed, or when we are feeling pleasant emotions such as happiness or excitedness. So that's one of the things. Now let's get into tuning your body. Okay, so personal experience, this actually does work. It really clears everything, honestly. It really helps. I'm just going to tell you that ahead of time. If you haven't done this before, you really need to tune in with your body, because not only do you not want pimples, it's just not very fun having said just like any of this. Like, it's just not fun. So one way you can get back in touch with your body is like meditation, and it's called the body scan. So basically, you can get through a lot of stressful thoughts, and that's normal as a human being, but I'm just going to tell you now, you really got to tune in with your body, because a body scan should be relaxing, and you should even fall asleep when you're doing that, and that's like totally okay. That means you're in a different time of like comfortableness. I don't know, just something really nice. So if you're lying down for this practice, lie flat on your back, place your feet slightly apart, letting your toes fall to your sides, place your arms by your sides, palms up, and if you want to bend your knees slightly, you can do that. Close your eyes, you want to feel very comfortable. If you want to do this while I'm doing this, I genuinely will do a podcast just on this separately, if you would like more like ASMR-y, if you want, but this is just if you want to do it on your own. Just do that. Just breathe, scan your body, tell yourself that you're in this moment and you have nothing else to do, nowhere to go, and you can simply allow yourself to be in the present, just as you are. Connect with your breath. Your breath is the bridge that brings your body and your mind together in the present moment. So breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in. breathing out. Bringing awareness to your body, starting with your left foot. As you breathe in, imagine you're breathing in through your left foot, going all the way up to your lunge. Again, these visuals will really, really help you. So as you breathe out, just like imagine you're exhaling through your lungs too. Kind of a gross, weird thing, but it works. And you're just going to go from your left foot, left leg, right foot, right leg, abdomen and belly, upper body, chest and shoulders, back, hands and arms, and then heads and face. Sometimes you might feel a tingly sensation. This is normal. This is good. That means you're just really focused on that. And sometimes it feels a little weird, but it definitely works. And I've fallen asleep a few times doing this. And another thing, too, is whenever the cause chronic pain can be very stressful, it can actually eventually lead to depression and anxiety, because pain really causes stress. Like, remember, like, I don't know if you even remember this, but if you ever just, like, I don't know, have a back pain or something, you're just constantly thinking about that, and then it's always worrying you everywhere you go, that's genuinely going to cause you to be anxious and possibly even lead to depression, because you won't want to do things. Suffering is a result of your relationship with the sensation. This is an example from the book. So, for example, a mother once told me that she gave birth to her daughter and she was in a lot of physical pain, but she didn't suffer. She explained, "I breathed in and I embraced the pain. Pain is inevitable, guys. Like, I'm just going to tell you this now. Inevitable. Suffering is at least to some extent optional." And again, mindfulness can really help reduce your suffering even as you experience the pain. Sometimes you just really got to, like, bring up that pain and resistance. And here's a few ways that the book also talks about it. "This is horrible, I can't stand this, or what's wrong with me? What sounds better? That, or no, it doesn't hurt, everything's fine," pretending the pain isn't there. Clenching your teeth or tensing your body, you're trying to cover up the pain with unhealthy distractions. Do any of those sound nice? I'm hoping your answer is no. No, none of those are even good. I was just trying to check you with "or" or "what." Another thing is you just really got to investigate those sensations, breathing, observing your thoughts and emotions. Are you noticing what emotions seem to come with the pain, fear, anger, sadness? And you got to establish a wise relationship with your pain, like experience your pain one more at a time. Mind you are more than just the pain, and when a storm comes, a clear blue sky will appear after, like everything's going to be fine. Another thing I like to do when I'm just working out is especially thinking, this booty is going to be permanent. The pain is temporary. It's going to be for the 2 minutes I'm doing my ab workout. Like, you really got to think about that. So, that is really helpful in this case. Again, these podcasts usually last till like 10 to 15 minutes, but I'm going to cut it a little bit short. If you guys would like to hear more about mental health solutions, I really hope this helps, and I will actually do another segment a little bit later on when I do this next on working on mindfulness, and if you would like a like ASMR kind of thing, I don't know, just to like help you sleep. I really hope you enjoy this, and goodbye.